It's summertime. There's no escaping that. The July 4th holiday is approaching, and after battling traffic this week on the way to the shore or a lake, our thoughts can then turn to food and fun. On the front flap of a new book by Rebecca Charles, one paragraph seems to say it all. Escape to the Maine seashore, an exquisite summer sanctuary where vacations stretch out forever during long golden days, and food is the stuff from which memories are made. The book is called Lobster Rolls and Blueberry Pie. We spoke to Rebecca Charles from New York, where she is the proprietor of the Greenwich Village restaurant Pearl's Oyster Bar. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi.
Your book not only has recipes, but memories of your summers in Kennebunkport, Maine. Three generations of your family spent time there. Explain, how is it that your grandparents settled on this place as a vacation spot?
I think it was purely an accident and had more to do with a relative of theirs. My uncle's brother happened to be passing through that area of Maine on his way to Nova Scotia with his family for a holiday. This would have been 1917-ish or something like that. And on the way back, of course, reported this marvelous state and particularly this town that they'd found. And a family tradition was born just out of that.
Kennebunkport is probably familiar to many of us now because of its connection with President Bush's family. His grandfather, Herbert Walker Bush, first bought the land there, and his father, the first President Bush, used it as a kind of a summer White House. Where did your family stay? Because you write that there were certain prejudices that existed.
That's right, and certainly for the first few decades that they visited there, it was a fairly anti-Semitic environment. But there was one place where Jews were welcome, and that was a place called the Forest Hill House. It's known today as the White Barn Inn. But in the old days, it was just a boarding house with clean rooms and great food and really terrific people running it. And they so enjoyed it that they went back year after year after year, and more of the family would join up with them.
So your grandmother instilled her own love of that Maine coastline and Kennebunk to her daughter, your mother, and your mother then gave that to you. What was it about the place that kept, I mean, three generations, usually generations tend to separate. Yours all stayed together.
You have to see it to really, truly understand why it fosters such an overwhelming, you know, fondness in people so that they want to go back, you know, year after year after year. I mean, I think about Maine all the time. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I daydream about being there, about walking along Gooch's Beach. It just, everything melts away when I get up there, and the beaches are stunning, perfect soft sand with clear water where you can see right down to your feet. Beautiful mountainous areas and sort of natural places to walk that are just gorgeous. And the weather is also terrific. I particularly hate the summer. I hate hot weather. And in Maine, it never really gets to be higher than sort of mid-80s. And then in the evening, it always cools down to where you even need a sweater to go out. It's just a lovely, lovely temperate place.
Do you remember the first time you tasted lobster?
No. I think I've eaten lobster too many times to remember a first time.
It seems like the cuisine changes the moment you get up there, though. I mean, you eat certain foods because there.
Well, you know, I think because, you know, the lobster is so plentiful, of course you're going to eat it every day. First thing we do is go to Noonan's Lobster Hut in Cape Porpoise and order a couple, you know, slathered with butter and all the silly things they serve with it, like potato chips and bread and butter pickles and pieces of blueberry pie on paper plates.
Did these summers that you were there, do you think, contribute to your own desire to be a chef?
They certainly contributed to Pearl Oyster Bar, the idea of Pearl Oyster Bar. I thought to myself, what if I took that same kind of food with my experience as, you know, a good cook and elevated it with better technique and better ingredients, what could I make out of it then? And New York was, more than ready for it. It really shocked me how quickly it caught on and became a huge success. There was nothing else like it.
There are lots of recipes in this book and hints about finding good scallops, for example, what makes a good chowder. You have everything from oyster roast to Maine maple creme brulee. But you say your fondest memories of food are indeed the lobster roll and the blueberry pie, thus the title of the book. What is the secret to a good lobster roll?
Don't overcook it. The secret to a good lobster, anything, don't overcook it. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, you know, put salt in the water. Don't put salt in the water. Put seaweed in the water. I mean, a lot of people have these sort of little tricks. Steam it rather than boil it. There is some sense to that, I think. But for the most part, overcooking it is just the worst thing you can do. All the other stuff is secondary.
And how do you make it? I mean, just regular mayonnaise and chopped celery, salt and pepper?
Well, depends on what you mean by regular mayonnaise. I use Hellmann's. Always have, always will. Sorry, it's a brand name, but I have to say there is no other that's any better. When you make a lobster roll or an oyster roll, or even for that matter, a tuna fish sandwich, these are American sandwiches that just don't make it with homemade mayonnaise. It just doesn't work. You can't recreate the true taste of it with homemade mayonnaise.
What's the secret to a good blueberry pie?
Gee, good blueberries.
And Maine has some of the best.
They certainly do. They're tiny, but they're packed with flavor. But I make great blueberry pies down here with, you know, what we get from New Jersey and even Canada sends us great blueberries.
You do kind of a crumble thing, though.
Yeah, I do a crumble topping instead of the usual crust top. I don't like a lot of crust on my pie, and that brown sugar crumble is just delicious. And I put a little bit of lemon in my blueberry pie as well, a little lemon zest. Not juice, but the zest. So you have that oil of lemon, that tiny little scent of lemon. And something a pastry chef once taught me a long time ago, a tiny pinch of black pepper gives it I don't know what.
Do you eat it when you're in New York?
Do I eat it in the restaurant?
Yeah, do you eat lobster rolls and blueberry pie when you're cooking in New York?
I eat it to taste it.
Yeah.
But to eat in your own restaurant, I have always felt, is not to enjoy food. It's a much more business-like occurrence. I do still eat all that food when I go to Maine, and I'm now sort of wistful about it because I know it's much better in my own restaurant, but I can't quite bring myself to eat those things there.
Rebecca Charles is the owner and head chef of Pearl Oyster Bar in Greenwich Village, New York. Her new book is called Lobster Rolls and Blueberry Pie, Three Generations of Recipes and Stories from Summers on the Coast of Maine. Thanks so much, Rebecca.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.